City Talk legends with Williams BMW. Find them at Bolton, Liverpool, Manchester, Rochdale, and Stockport.
Liverpool have done it!
Football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Good evening and a warm welcome to the show. It's the Legends. All right, we don't always get our words perfect, do we? Felt like I just fell off the chair or something. And apologies for that. This is the Legend Show, 6:30 on a Monday and a Friday. We've got Mark Lawrenson alongside Sharpie tonight. Lots to get stuck into. The weekend for Everton looked amazing, according to their Twitter feed, Sharpie. I'm just looking at this now. There's a picture of three of them, Leon Osman, Funes Mori, and above them it says, Everton's under-21s beat United 2-0. Everton, of course, they're under-18s. They beat Newcastle United 8-0. Yeah. Everton ladies won 7-0 against Stoke. Mm-hmm. Of course, success at Stoke. What's it?
Could have been 7 for Everton as well. You know, for the first team, they absolutely battered them.
Are you trying to make your life easier then, the show?
That's amazing with two results, too, isn't it? You know, it was all doom and gloom a couple of weeks ago, but three results in the top. And all of a sudden, everything in the garden is rosy.
Okay, well, someone who we're not going to allow to leave his seat this hour is Mark Lawrenson. Not even on the 7th minute or 77th. Oh, 77th. He might be able to go. He's at the end of the show, doesn't it?
How many actually left, by the way? Does anybody know?
It sort of said 10,000 in the papers, but how do we know?
That's 25%. That's massive. Mm.
Do you think? I had a couple of guests on the breakfast show on Talk this morning, Radio City Talk. They were saying it was more than 10,000. It's very hard to equate it, isn't it? What you can tell is there was a groundswell of opinion there, sort of showing support for each other and the demonstration. How did you feel about it, Laura?
I have to say, with supporters, if they pay the money, they're entitled to do what they want, for me, without breaking the law. So, you know, how do you actually make a statement to the club that the club are going to notice? And it's doing things like that, which obviously, you know, things like Match of the Day, Sky, all those kind of things, all the newspapers, radio stations, all really seriously picked up on. And I'll tell you what the other thing was. And obviously, they probably didn't want it to happen, but it was 2-0, wasn't it, when they did it? And, of course, they end up drawing 2-2. Yeah. So, straight away, is there a link between the two? I wouldn't have thought so. It's just that Liverpool can't defend, and the goalkeeper's no good, along with about five or six of the others defensively. But, you know, straight away, all the guys who organise it are going, see, we can empower the club.
It's amazing how there can be a groundswell of opinion. Jay McKenna, who's involved in Spirit of Shankly, came on early and he was talking about, you know, when they'd come up with this idea and how quickly it took hold. In fact, they didn't really know until match day itself whether everyone would get involved in this. But I think, as Lauro said, every media outlet has covered this. And I think it's raised a wider issue in the game, hasn't it?
Well, it has. You know, whether it works in the long term, only time will tell. But, they've got a voice. They've made that voice heard. And let's wait and see what happens. Interesting how Ian Ayre is not appearing on LFC TV tonight. Pulled the plug on that. So it's an interesting one. What will come of it?
I think something will come of it. Because I don't think the Americans like criticism. Mm. Even though they're across the pond, I still don't think they like criticism. They don't really get it when they run their own, the baseball lot at all, I don't think. Americans aren't really like that. So I saw a great headline, which I think it was Klopp op, cop out, which I thought was really, really, really good. And what I will say for the supporters is they turned up to watch the game. I think all that thing about, don't go and watch the team. How can you not go and watch the team? I don't get that. But turn up and watch the team and then do one. Absolutely. I think it's really clever. I think whoever organised it should be working for the club.
But we talked about it on Friday, Laura, with Ronnie. And we're just saying that, you know, the Americans will do what they like. And as Ronnie said, if somebody doesn't buy a ticket, somebody else will be in the queue.
Well, there's thousands on the waiting list. Yeah. But it's interesting. Did you see that missive that came from, obviously written in America, about, were they consumers?
Yeah.
I'm not being funny. That tells you all you need to know, doesn't it?
It sort of feels like they're testing people's emotions because, as you say there, you know, are people going to want to give up their space within the football club?
But Americans coming from there have no idea about British football. They just see it as a business and everything else. They buy into it, yeah, of course. But they don't know everything that goes with it. It's not like what you get American football in the States and everything else, and baseball team. This is different. Mm. English football fans are different to anything else yeah. that they encounter over in America.
Yeah, and the other thing, Steve, about that is if you're watching, in all major American sports, the away fans, they don't go.
Mm.
They just do not go at all. Forget about Super Bowl, because obviously the two teams, but they just do not go. It's completely different. And you can't have a tie, as they call it, either. So, I mean, what's all that about?
Mm. Talking about fans that don't go, did you see Real Madrid yesterday? Was it about 19 fans that went? Was it Real Betis? I think they were playing Real Betis. Yeah, 19 fans that went there.
That's another one. They don't travel.
No, Betis was Valencia.
Was that Valencia? So whoever Real Madrid were playing.
Granada or
something. Was it Levante?
Was it?
Yeah, it might have been Levante.
But listen, that's another
Levante,
league.
Levante,
that's another league where they don't travel.
You don't want that, though, do you? I mean, goes back to the chat about £30 for an away fan seems to be a good cap, and it seems to be something that all the fans across all the clubs would buy into.
It won't happen because you've got clubs.
Well, maybe it will now. People are making a bit of a stand.
It won't. I don't think it will.
Interesting, won't it? Interesting.
Just to put a footnote on all this, don't want to go on the whole show about this. What can happen to appease fans now?
To appease
Liverpool fans after what we've seen at the weekend?
I just wonder if there'll be some kind of deal which comes up which might sort of reward you for your loyalty and might get you a little bit of money off, maybe. I can't really think. But I don't see him sort of wholesale dropping the prices because the guys have gone, oh, we're not having it. Because the bottom line, as Sharpie just says, it's a massive queue for season tickets. Mm. It's like, well, privately, you ain't going. We know all the Norwegians will come over and the Irish and happy days.
That's not what you want, is it? Right, let's move to Everton. Aaron Lennon, was he the star man?
I said here time and time again, and we have discussions about De La Feo, and De La Feo was the fans' favourites, and they're all singing his name and everything else. But for me, I think you get more of a performance out of Lennon, and a performance for 90 minutes. You know, De La Feo will beat people and put across and then be missing for the next 60 minutes or whatever. I think Aaron Lennon has come into the team and given us something, both offensively and defensively, and I thought he took his goal well at the weekend, and fair play to him, he's had to be patient.
It's end product, isn't it? It's end product. When you look at those players, it's like if you're a striker or whatever, what did he do in the game? Did he score? No. Did he cause all sorts of problems, mayhem? Did he lay a goal on for somebody? That's the thing. A couple of times I've seen De La Feo, I mean, he just disappeared completely.
Aaron Lennon, is he in line for a place in the Euros? It seems
Behave
to be.
Behave yourself, what? Steve.
Hey, I'm only looking at the fact that Roberto was asked about this after the game.
Oh, it'd be phenomenal next week, so let's get it right.
Okay, so we'll put a line through his name.
No, I wouldn't think so. I think he's in a good run of form. But to say he's in line for a Euro call-up, I think it's a little bit far-fetched.
You're going early.
Yeah, I think it's a little far-fetched.
You're going a bit early. It wasn't our producer, was it, shouting down your ear?
Would you want to call up for him or not? No, I'll
be honest. I don't think he's worthy of a call-up. He's played three games in the last year or whatever. So at this moment in time, he's in a good run of form. Listen, if he goes from here to the end of the season, is pulling up trees every week, then you might say, oh, he might have an outside chance, but no, not for me, I think.
Well, why did Tottenham sell him?
Well, absolutely. Ross has been pulling up trees for a couple of months, hasn't he?
Really
but not always at the start of the season. Is that fair enough to say?
He's done okay this season. He's had a better season last year, and I think he struggled a little bit, got a little bit of criticism.
But he's definitely a shoe-in, isn't he, for the England side?
Yeah. If you said tomorrow to all the Premier League clubs, Barkley's available, they'll all take him. Because you just know he's going to be better and better and better. Absolutely no. I wish we had him.
Mm. Yeah, he's been really, really good. And fair play to him. He looks confident. You know, last year he was getting booed and his confidence was shot. This year he's playing, you know, and he's heads up and he's enjoying it. You know, and when you do that, you get better performances.
He's got everything, has he not? How old is he?
22.
Right, let's just do look who's scoring before we get to a couple other callers. Right, Loro.
Need a pen.
You need a pen and piece of paper, don't you? It helps to sort of jog the memory a little bit. You have to write on that paper there. Loro, remember this. Okay, look who's scoring for today. Former Everton player we're looking for.
Hold on, they're at former Everton every time I come on the programme.
It's a Monday.
What is it?
It's a Monday.
Can I come in on a Friday? Where's Aldo?
It's Dave's rotational policy. He doesn't like you, Lauro. He's been,
and let me tell you, I got Fridays as well.
He didn't like me last week when I was nearly late, or the week before.
Oh, don't upset Dave, our producer. Who was it on Friday? I've forgotten already. Yari Litmanen. Okay. Yeah. This is a former Everton player. Right. Only ever played one season for the club. He was born in 1971. He played 21 league games and he got one league goal. And he finished his career at Portsmouth in 2003. Okay, that's what we're setting now.
Portsmouth in when, did you see?
2003.
Finished his career at Portsmouth in 2003.
13 years.
So just a quick recap. Former Everton player, only ever played one season for the club, 21 league games and one league goal. Born in June 1971 and finished his career at Portsmouth in 2003. I think you've got to try and put yourself in Dave's mind with some of these.
Oh, please not.
Yeah, but Dave sets them. How are you going to do that?
He sat there chuckling away. Goodness me. Right, OK, before we get to the first caller, let's just tell you a little bit about this. You could be at the League Cup final at Wembley. Of course, the 28th of the month. Pair of tickets up for grabs if you want to be there. You just need to text the word MINE, M-I-N-E, to 63103. So a pair of tickets to the League Cup final, of course, at Wembley, Liverpool against Manchester City. You want to be there, text the word MINE to 63103. Text a £1.50 plus your standard network message rate. If you're over 18 and live in the Radio City area, you can text at 63106 with the word... Sorry, 63103 with the word MINE. Terms, conditions, online entry on our website. Get to the... Capital One final with ourselves, courtesy of Capital One, the card in your corner. Good luck on that one. Looking forward to that very much indeed. It seems like it's just round the corner now, doesn't it, Laura?
Probably because it is.
Yeah.
2 weeks Sunday. It's 2 weeks Sunday, isn't it?
We need something to lift us up, though, don't we? You just need to feel like
how much
we need a bit of a lifter on
how
the...
How about eight
how
players?
Much tickets?
I think they ranged between 40 and 80, didn't they?
Roughly. I think there are some more expensive ones, aren't there? But I think generally, yeah. But don't you, as a club, I might get shot down here, but I think you earn more out of the Capital One, or the Football League Cup as was, in terms of percentages, than you do in the FA Cup. I think two teams get 45% each, 10% goes to Football League, and I think in the Cup, in the FA, 40% each, so you get an extra 5%.
Well, that's not bad, is it? I know you get more tickets for your fans in terms of, I think, 33,000 Liverpool fans. Whereas the FA Cup, it's about 21, something like that.
Well, no, I think that's gone up as well now, has it not? Since 90,000 at Wembley.
OK, let's take our first call of the night on the Legends. Let's head off to Chilwell. We'll start with John, who's a Liverpool fan. Evening, John, and welcome to the show.
Evening, boys.
Hey, John.
No, I'm just like... Obviously, it's an overthrow of Saturday's events. And I was just looking at Ian's recent comments, and I don't know if he could be any more condescending or patronising in my life. When we had X and Gillette, and it was classed by the banks as a distressed asset, and FSG came along and... I don't think they actually paid $300 million for the club, but you know, obviously they had to take on debts and X and Gillette's liability, and it probably stood them $300 million, you know, in the package. So Ian Ayres makes a statement, but I don't even take this out of context, and he says we've got great owners, they don't take a penny out the club. Now I can understand if John Henry or Tom Werner's granddad jumped ship many years ago out of Liverpool into New York and Boston and sat them on the knee and bounced them on the knee and reminiscing about the Gladys Street or the Cop when I was there or the any football terrace. They're in this club. Let's make you're the men of the world. They're in this club to make money. And I found his comments. I couldn't have thought, could he be any more patronising or condescending? The only reason they're here is to make money. Mm. Not more, not less. And the thing about it is when they bought the grounds, they should have built a new ground, but they wouldn't build a new ground for one simple reason. It ate into the profits when they eventually did sell. So we've got to stand now And this beggars belief. Because no one can tell you how much this stand cost.
OK, let's see what the lads think about that. I mean, that's some sort of serious comments pointed at Ian Eyre. Would you agree with John in any way, or do you think it's been misconstrued?
I don't think they take money on a kind of weekly, monthly basis. I think the long game is, which he alluded to, is build up the team, get him in the Champions League, and the way you see with the TV money and the way that, you know, outside interests want to invest in top football clubs, yeah, they'll probably sell it at a profit. But as long as they go about it when they're there in the right way, I don't really see a problem with that at all.
John?
Well, yeah, everyone forgets this. These are the same people. You're talking about building the team, getting in the Champions League. My opinion of Werner and Henry, as long as Liverpool stay in that top 5 to 8 category, they're not interested because they don't even need the Champions League money because there's that much money coming in off the TV deal.
No, they do need the Champions League money, honestly.
They don't, Mark. They might have done 10, 15 years ago. They don't now.
Well, why not? Because that's like another quality player again at the end of the season.
Well, OK. You know, this hike they've put in that they wanted for £77?
Yeah.
You know how much revenue that would generate over the season? £2 million. That's not even the players' wages. That's an extra £2 million. They've just got... In the last 5 years, Liverpool's TV income has gone up 245%. And they still want to hike prices. And you get them spinning. Oh, well, we've got £9 tickets. There'd be £9 tickets for 3 games or 5 games, Category C, that they wouldn't sell. Have you seen the... You know the seats that they say are £9? Have you seen them?
No.
Where are they, John?
They're in Goodison.
Don't be bringing us into this. I think he's making some great points here.
No, but what I'm saying is, Graeme, and I'm going to tell you, listen, I don't mean to upset you. I'm going to tell you something now.
You've got 30 seconds, John, because we've got to take this out break, so go on quickly.
All right. Ken Wright's in talks, reportedly, with Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you now, mark my words, if he sells to Americans, it'll be the death of
yous. Mm. Oh, goodness me. John, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for that cheery tone to take us into the advertising break.
But listen, that unfortunately is the way of the world.
Football.
That is the way of the
Premier
world.
League.
People invest money to get money out. They don't invest money because of out the goodness of their heart. They're out there to make money.
How clever were the Glazers? Honestly, how clever.
Taking a few quid out of it as well, haven't they?
They've taken lumps out, but you know they will turn a profit.
Yeah.
Okay, chaps, we'll have to pause it there. More of your calls coming, 0151 4720967. And a chance to win those tickets, of course, for the Capital One Cup final as well. But it's 6:47. This is The Legends on Radio City.
Radio City Legends with Williams BMW. Find them at Bolton, Liverpool, Manchester, Rochdale and Stockport.
This is the home of red and blue banter and debate. Call now 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends. On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
6:53. Right, Blues, you'll have to excuse our producer Dave for missing the birthday of quite an important Everton player. The last man to score the winner for the Blues at Anfield, Kevin Campbell, turned, how old do you think, Sharpie, on Thursday?
Kev.
How old do you think he is now?
Kev's got to be...
43.
You're trying to be tender with 44. Him, are you? Now? No, had a couple. 46 is his finest moment.
Everton win themselves a throw-in down the left-hand side. Good pressure once more from Everton. And Campbell and Jeffers inside the Liverpool penalty area. Nick Barmby tries to pick up possession. He does. He squares it back across the edge of the penalty area. Campbell's clear. Campbell's through. Campbell scores. Everton in front. Franny Jeffers played the ball through to Kevin Campbell. And with 4 minutes on the clock, Kevin Campbell, who made his debut for Everton in this fixture last season, gets his third goal of the season. And Everton have the lead in the early stages once more at Anfield.
But Kevin Campbell, did he not become a DJ or something?
Good lad, Kev.
Yeah?
I saw him a couple of weeks ago at Man City. He was at the Man City game. Yeah, good lad. good lad.
DJ? Is he a DJ?
No.
Is it something to do with music?
I think he's in... I think
security?
He's in security, yeah. I think he's
yeah,
involved
very
in
very similar.
Yeah.
Which former Liverpool player's in security now?
Security.
There's one, yeah.
What, like he's got his own firm and
yeah.
the whole...
Lives over on the Wirral. Arsenal connections?
Scored the winner for Arsenal in the when they won the league.
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas.
Think he is as well. Okay, look who's scoring. You had the first clues, second clues. First clues were former Everton player, only ever played one season for the club, 21 league games, one league goal, born in 71, finished his career at Portsmouth. Second clues, other clubs include Forest, Villa and Charlton. And his arrival at Everton was in connection with Graham Stewart, the Diamond, leaving the football club.
Ah.
By the way, Sharpie pens it all down, but Laura's just got this this ability to stock it upstairs.
No, I'm working on the basis that he replaced Stewie then.
Yeah.
Stewie scored one goal in 20-odd games.
Stewie told me as well.
No?
I'm thinking maybe holding midfield player, I guess.
Okay, from a Graham Stewart clue, let's bring in Stewart, who is a blue, on the phone, and he's in Garston. Oh, Sharpie, you look upset that your train of thought was cancelled
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Stewie, welcome to the show, mate.
Evening.
Evening, Stuart.
Boss.
Hi, Sharpie.
Yeah.
That guy before, but Everton don't want to be owned by Americans. He's bang on there, mate. That's the last thing we want. We want people who've got spare billions, not the last billion. Otherwise, they're in it for money. Mm. There's two different types of football owners. The ones who want to lose money, i.e. Chelsea and Man City. To them, it's not a business. It's just fun. I mean, Abramovich has lost, you think, about a billion. He's not bothered about that. He's won the European Cup and he's won the league umpteen times. Man City owners have got billions to lose. That's what Everton needs, Sharpie. Not a Yank with his last 1 billion.
His last billion.
The last billion is no good. People aren't going to spend. Everton needs 500 million for a stadium and a few players. If you've only got 1 billion, that's no good to us.
Surely you're lucky if you come across a billionaire in any form. I know the background's going to be right, but...
You're not going to get Abramovich. You're not going to get the Qatar royal family.
Joe Lewis, Tottenham, you won't get Joe Lewis.
No.
So there's no point in having an owner who's going to come along and sort of, like the Glazers, like the guys at Liverpool, kind of run it as a business. You can't buy players who are over 24, Liverpool are saying, Rodgers are saying, because you can't flog them on. That's not a football club.
So who's going to buy Everton then?
No one.
Everything's a business these days,
yeah,
isn't it?
Of course it is.
Manchester City and Chelsea are hobbies.
I agree with that in a way, yeah.
They are. They're totally fun. If you've got 18 billion and you lose one, it don't matter. If you've only got one and you lose one, you're skint.
Well, I remember working here at the time when Manchester City was bought by the Sheikhs, and I remember the conversation, why didn't they buy us, from some of the Everton fans, and I think it was pretty obvious at the time, wasn't it? They were looking at where they could, stadium was the biggest thing, wasn't it?
We can't earn any money out of the stadium, so.
So we need someone to come in, build a new stadium, buy unseen players out of their spare money.
But why are they going to do that, Stuart?
They aren't. It's pie in the sky. That's why what you read about people buying Everton, it's just pie in the sky.
Stewie, hold on a minute. I think, isn't this American, is he not just an investor rather than actually buying the football club?
This JJ Moore, someone, if you do a little bit of Googling that wants them to buy Everton, he can't buy part of it, you have to buy the whole consortium.
No, he can invest.
It's investment.
His investment.
Yeah, so if he invests, what's he going to invest for? To try and make money?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
That's not good to us then. Because how can you make money in football? Football is a hobby to lose it. You can't try and make money. Only people like that make money in football are the agents and the players.
So, Stewie, you're saying get someone with an emotional connection to the club that's got £1 billion.
Not 1 billion. That's no good.
So, 2 billion?
Yeah, 5 billion and a spare billion.
Well, good luck with that one, Stewie.
It must be Loro.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, you're actually saying they're not out there, aren't you, Stuart?
Correct. There's nobody out there, really, that's any good to Everton.
But then what's the option?
I've no idea.
No.
But what I'm saying is, though, the option is stay the way we are, where we know we're safe. We don't want to end up like Liverpool were 5 years ago, 24 hours from a bankruptcy. That's one thing you don't want.
So what you're saying, are you happy the way things are at the moment?
It can't. Well, I'm happy to a certain degree, but what I'm saying is, yes, I am. Because you don't want... Look at Portsmouth. Portsmouth, we're going to do all sorts.
Ah, yeah, but hold on. Hold on. Portsmouth are a poor example, aren't they? They were Viv Nicholson at the time, Portsmouth.
Tell me how many clubs have done really well after being bought out by Americans. They're doing superb, aren't they?
Yeah.
You can't lump everyone in the same bag, though, Stuart. I mean, look, thanks for ringing up, and obviously your point's valid for yourself, but I think it's pretty hard to think of anyone with sort of billions that's going to come into Everton.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Listen, Man City, unbelievable for them. Chelsea, unbelievable. But Chelsea, look at all the property prices in London and everything else. He's not daft, Abramovich. Nobody's going to just go here and hand all the money and say, there you are. I don't want it anymore.
Sharpie, the guys that own Manchester City earn over 100 million a day in gas and oil. And I said to the boy when I went to one of the games in the boardroom with the guy who represents them, who's a really nice guy, and I said, when does that run out, the oil and the gas? He went, well, you'll be dead. I said, well, that might be a few weeks. But no, and he said, you'll be long dead. There is that much money. He said, so the big thing with them is... It's like, it's spending money.
Is it a toy then, Man City?
Yeah, has to be. What else are you going to do with it? I mean, you know, the whole thing, the development, we talked about this before, £1 billion. The whole, and they're just like, well, that's all right. Yeah. Let's keep going. Mm. Wait till Guardiola gets in and see what money they spend.
As I said before, they will want for nothing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely nothing. They will have the best of whatever's available. It's honestly...
The complex that they've built around the ground is just sensational. School, hotel, reservoir. I told you before, didn't they? They had the gas tanks and everything. Supposed to take the soil away because it's contaminated and clean it. And they said, why don't we just clean it here? Because it costs a lot more money. They went, and?
Doesn't matter. Are they going to dominate everything within, what, five years? Europe as well?
I would.
If it's done right.
I would very much think so. I mean, Guardiola comes in and he'll go and buy Pogba, won't he? And he might get one of the front three of Barcelona out because I think they need some money. And who can you sell apart from those three?
So they'll leave everyone, literally, in the Premier League. It's not even going to be like a Real Madrid-Barcelona-style contest in the Premier League. It's going to just become City.
Mm. Well, you don't know what Chelsea will do because he might sort of really go for it as well. But then they've got this new stadium that they're having to build, aren't they? Mm. And they've got to pay unbelievable rent to go to Wembley. Mm. So I know he's got billions and billions and billions, but...
But just imagine if Matt says, I'm fed up with this now.
Aye.
I don't need this. What I'm saying?
Where'd you go?
Well, the other thing then, and we're talking about, and look at Leicester. I mean, it makes it an even better story.
Mm. We'll talk about that right after this break. We're going to take it right now. Don't forget, if you want to be at the League Cup final at Wembley, 28th of February, pair of tickets up for grabs. Just text the word MINE, M-I-N-E, to 63103, and those texts will cost you £1.50 plus your standard network rate.
I love the fact you spell MINE out.
Well, just in case, no one points a finger at me.
How else can you spell it?
Really thought of that. M-Y-N-E, says our producer Dave. There you go.
What, on Merseyside?
You never know. You don't know what literacy is like these days, do you, Laura?
M-Y-N-E.
This is courtesy of the Capital One Cup, the card in your corner. You could be at Wembley, 28th of February. It is M-I-N-E. Don't let Laura steer you in a different direction. We'll take a short break here. We'll talk about Leicester. We'll get more of your calls next, and we'll see if the lads... managed to get their finger on today's mystery. Look who's scoring.
Radio City Talk Legends with Williams BMW. Find them at Bolton, Liverpool, Manchester, Rochdale and Stockport.
This is the home of red and blue banter and debate. Call now 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends. On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
7 minutes past 7 o'clock. More of your calls come in a moment. 4720967. Sharpie's like a dog with a bone. Give me more clues. Lead me to this look who's scoring player. Former Everton player. One season at the club, also played for the likes of Forest, Villa and Charlton. His arrival at Everton was in connection with Graham Stewart leaving. He was Howard Kendall's first signing during his third stint as Everton manager.
Oh, third.
And he joined Everton from Sheffield United. Do you have any ideas as to which one is right?
Is that Mitch Ward or some Mitch Ward?
No. Any names? Anything Ward? You can throw in the pot?
Midfield,
I have to say, but Big Dave, our producer, told me at the break. I said, what is this? It's absolutely going to bamboozle Lauro this.
United.
No? I'll give you another 5 minutes and then we'll get back to that in a moment.
Another
or
five
two.
Clues?
Yeah. Need more than five clues to get that. You mentioned Leicester before we went into the break. Yeah. You absolutely with them that they're going to win the Premier League. I'm looking at this table now. 5 points ahead of Tottenham.
I think they can, but you know what? I think that the last 10 games, I think, will be really tough for them because I think, no doubt, they're playing quite a few of the teams who could be relegated. Mm-hmm. And I think what will happen, I think generally through this season, people haven't tried to stop them playing. No. I think it will happen now. I really seriously think, I think they'll drop deep, so there's no space for Vardy to run into. They'll stick a couple of players on Mahrez and go on then, try and beat us. And that, I think, is really difficult. And the other thing as well, Steve, is from being in that position, it's really hard to be chased. It's easy to chase. It's more difficult to be chased.
To convert it.
No, just what it is, you just have a bad result, you're looking over your shoulder. And you just need a couple of lads thinking, oh, whatever. I mean, it's not happened so far. They've been absolutely brilliant. Mm.
I think away from home, it suits them.
Aye.
Because the onus is on the home team. They've got to go out and play Man City at the weekend. You know, big expanses of the Etihad, and you're thinking, their fans are expecting them to come forward and play. And as soon as they did and lost it, and to be fair to Leicester, they broke really, really well. Yeah. As Laurel said, I can see teams now going to Leicester and saying, right, okay, tell you what, we'll sit back. You break us down. You break us down. And then that is when it becomes difficult for them. And have they got another ace up their sleeve?
Okay, let's take our next caller. It's a blue. It's Gary who's in Kirby. Evening, Gary.
Hi, mate. You all right?
We got it.
Very good. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, basically, I think nowhere the defence that we've got now, I don't think we've like stumbled across in a sense of Stones getting injured and Howard. And I think the industrial side of the two centre-halves has probably helped us in the last few games, you know. Mm-hmm. I think the likes of Morey, he knows when to play and when not to. And I think with John Stones, and I'm a fan of John Stones, I think there's times when he overplays and it puts everyone under pressure. But I think now, with like Howard's up, he doesn't want any pass backs that are right on top of him because he wants to sort of make his mark. So anything that comes back to him, he's just putting their boots on it. And I think the other two in the centre, I think they're doing the same when they have to. I think it's helped us in the last few games.
Yeah, I think we've done better. I think the performances have been better. Morey, I thought the last home game, John, was a bit shaky, to say the least, and I'm thinking, oh no, hold on. But listen, he's going to have those little spells as well. But, you know, I agree with you. I think, you know, three games, three clean sheets, nine goals scored. I don't think he can change it, and I think I was delighted that the fact that he kept basically the same team for the Stoke game.
Yeah, no, I think also, Graeme, as well, is that the left-backs and the right-backs, they've been getting understandings. I think Coleman getting an understanding with Lennon, and I think Cleverley getting understanding with Oviedo as well. And I know for a fact that Baines has an understanding with Pina. I think Morelos sometimes, I think Baines doesn't bomb on, I think, because he thinks, doesn't know whether Morelos is going to come inside, he's going to chase back. But I think them two little pairs on either side have got to understand them with each other now. And they're covering each other and they're helping each other. Lennon was back in his own area a couple of times on Saturday, you know, putting some good tackles in as well. I don't think Morelos does that, to be fair to him, know what I mean? So I think the understanding has helped. And then obviously you've got Barry and McCarthy, and Barry will want to play, get the ball off his defence, and then McCarthy can support Lukaku and Barkley. You know, so I think the balance is better, Graeme.
Yeah, I agree with you all day long. I think, you know, I mean, I spoke to Laurel before about, you know, De La Feo. I think Aaron Lennon gives Seamus Coleman the licence to go beyond him and say, listen, if I go beyond you, you know, you're going to fill in for me. And I think Lennon's work rate is all day long. So I think you're right with the balance. And I have to applaud it as well for the boy Cleverley. You know, I think there was a lot of eyebrows raised. I wasn't sure what they were getting, but I tell you what, in the last few games, he's fitted in really, really well. And now when you've got McCarthy, Barry and Cleverley as your middle three, if you want, you know, there's some work rate in there. So I think that's helped solidify us a little bit better than what we have been doing, certainly earlier on in the season.
Yeah, but obviously without Graham, I think that's where we can push on now and hopefully have a strong finish to the season and maybe get up that table, get in that.
It's amazing. It's amazing what a run of games. We did it last year. We had a run of games, results, positive results in terms of victories. You know, it's amazing to get a run of games together where you're winning. And you shoot up that table. So hopefully that's a start.
The other thing, Sharp, is that it's funny because you have a really bad run and it's sacked the manager, and now, of course, he's a genius.
Yeah.
But every club's the same.
Yeah.
They don't want him to walk. They want him to dance now.
Mm. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff, Gary. Thank you very much indeed, pal. I was really hoping that Sharpie wouldn't get the answer to this. Look who's talking. Look who's scoring, even. Because
you're talking,
a succession of errors tonight.
Carol Taylor.
We've got Paul, who's the blue one. Oh, I wanted to let Paul do the answer on air for you. Paul, you had this before Sharpie anyway, pal.
Yeah, I knew, mate. I knew. Left foot volley, bottom corner of the street end, mate. Carl Tyler, centre-half for us.
Fond memories
when we were a poor side, but we still worked hard. Hey, that's everything, innit?
Did you Google him or did you know?
As God is my witness, I knew it, mate, honestly, because I was, when you read off the teams, I remember him going there because he went to the Forest from us, didn't he?
Yeah.
Gavi, just a bit of good news for you, mate.
Yeah.
Not the only lot on the show tonight, mate. I'm another one, but I'm a blue.
Yeah,
wow. there aren't many Lawrencesons about, are there?
You're right, mate, you're right. There's not, no. Wow.
There's one or two with a lack of sense as well.
Yeah, there's more blue no mark.
no relation whatsoever, Paul.
No.
Well, I was left footed.
Laura's not having it in any way. I'll tell you an interesting fact. Laura was saying to me off air when Sharpie got the name there that he played with Ken Tyler.
Kenny Tyler, right back, Brighton.
Who was actually dad of?
Carl.
Carl,
He
took no prisoners, Kenny Tyler. Good player as well, right back. Very good.
I'm not that old, lad. Sorry.
Thanks.
75-79 at Brighton. 130 appearances. Do you know how many goals?
Who?
Ken
Tyler.
What is this?
Ken, no, it won't be many.
Didn't score any. He was useless in front of goal. Anything else you want to talk about, Paul?
Yeah. I'm just being totally hypothetical here because every single supporter from every single club can do this, but I had a little look at the fixtures we've played so far this season and what we've got going for the rest of the season. And as I say, this applies to every single club. But I worked it out. It's not being a bigoted, rose-tinted supporter. But there's 20-odd points there which you're looking at going, how did they get away? Right, so if you half that, being realistic, we're up there. But we're not. But now we got to look at it. The other sense, as what you lads were saying, trying to push on, we've had a bad run. Hopefully we had a good run. We're only 5 points away from the Manx, who are in fifth place. I think top four is gone. That's not going to happen. But realistically, if we can put a little run together, two little wins, and we've got to play West Ham, we've got to play Southampton, we've got to play Liverpool, and we've got to play United, and we've got a nice little run coming up, all of a sudden, as I said a few weeks ago, we get our defence sorted out. Let's see if we can go on a little run and try and get some points on the board.
Paul, I just said that to the previous caller. You know, it's important. The only thing, the dangerous thing is you look on paper and think, we can get 3 points here and we can get maybe something over there. You can never do it in the Premier League. You just don't know what's around the corner. But certainly the two results in the league have really helped us, you know, push us up the table. And as Mark said before, a couple of weeks ago, it was get rid of Martinez. He's useless. We're in this. And all of a sudden now, he's flavour of the month. And last year, if you remember, we went six games on the bounce where we won most of them. And it shot us up the table. So we need something again like that. As you said, we're on the fringes of it, you know, and a decent run. But our next games will be difficult.
That's with a bad run, isn't it? That's with a bad run. You know, you think about it. We had the back-to-back Newcastle. That was like 10 games, I believe, with the two victories. So that's like in between eight results we didn't get right sort of thing. You know what I mean?
And Paul, every season it's if this and but that.
But tell you what, Sharp, every team in the Premier League have had bad runs.
Yeah.
Haven't they?
This season especially.
Everton have just gone before Saturday, four without a win.
Yeah.
Can I just make one more point?
Yeah, go on, quickly.
Sorry, lads, Lotto, the Liverpool supporters were like quite right in what they did the other day, but I don't know why the Liverpool players did the same thing and walked off.
No, there was only Mignolet left, apparently. but that's pretty normal, Paul.
See you, Paul.
Thank you very much, mate.
I think he was on cloud nine at getting the quiz answer there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Top man.
Is he thinking back? I can't remember.
Carl Tyler.
Left-footed.
Sharpie. I can remember him as a set, but not at
tall.
Everton. Yeah, I can remember at Sheffield United.
Talking about his dad.
No, Carl. Kenny was the same, but tall, left-footed.
But I can't remember him ever.
97, 98, apparently.
I think he'd dig in a bit as well, if my memory serves you right.
Shouldn't be that long ago, not for memories like you two have got.
How was he bought as a replacement for Graham Stewart?
It was part of the deal, apparently.
You never said that.
Yeah.
Look, we're getting facts off our producer here. I can't help if he goes a little bit cranky with them sometimes.
I think that's me on 10 now. Easy.
What's Aldo on?
Three.
Aldo's useless at this. He's absolutely useless. He had a full-on party when he got one right. Let's talk with Jay Johnson. Jay, welcome to the show. He's a Liverpool fan. Hiya, mate.
All right, boys. How are you?
Hey, Jay.
All good?
Good. I'm just concerned about the future of the club in playing-wise. I think we're falling way behind the rest of yourself. Way behind. I think it's going to take a good few years before Liverpool will catch up to the rest of them now.
Yeah, listen, let me ask you a question. Who do you think has improved this season at Liverpool? Won't take long to answer, I wouldn't think.
Who's improved? I think Lallana's improved a little bit.
Whoa, are you sure?
Just a little bit, yeah. But
I think he needs 20 touches when two will do, but go on.
I can't think of not many of them, to be honest. Yesterday, I went and watched the under-21s, and they were diabolical. Man City scored them apart, and I mean, literally, just passed them off the park. I left after 10 minutes, second half, little lad, got bored.
Was it a strong under-21 team, do you know?
I don't think it was strong as City, but...
No, actually, Jay, I watch some of this. There's quite a few that have made the step up for tomorrow night against West Ham.
Right, okay.
The Man City team had some real talent in it as well. I think it's probably a little bit unfair to say they weren't any good because they're trying to experience it, taste it. Some of them for the first times in Anfield. The City team, some of those players looked exceptional, Jay, I thought.
Yeah, they did. That number 11, that left winger, bloody hell, he was really good.
But I think that going back to the original point you made, and me and Laura talk about this a lot because we do the LFC TV quite a bit, and you look at them, and I think the problem with Liverpool and Everton is there's no players with consistency in Liverpool's
team. Don't
be
bringing Everton in, yes.
I'm looking at why Everton are
Everton
are
okay, don't worry, we've got nothing on the other players.
But you've got a bit of consistency.
I've got to agree with you there, and I'm a Liverpool fan, but Everton look sharp. Everton look really sharp, and I think they're going to come above us this year. Easy. I think they're going to fight for the fifth place.
Isn't it funny? And we both bemoan this. Sharpie, myself, and sure Aldo does. None of us have got any leaders, and we're soft and we're nice. And I mean, Liverpool, Jay, they are so nice to play against. It's untrue, mate. It's frightening. And in fact, and I think Klopp knew within a month what was wrong with the team. And nothing has changed. No one's kind of surprised him to think, oh, he's better than... Honestly, it's because we are so inconsistent. Everyone wants to play number 10. Everybody wants to have another touch. We haven't got a left back. Goalkeeper makes a mistake every three games. The two centre-backs, whoever they are, always make mistakes. It's hard not to be depressed with us a bit at the moment.
But who do you see as the next leader, though, Aldo? As Lawrence?
We haven't got one.
It's going to be a long time before we see another Gerrard.
Oh, well, you've got to forget about him because he was a special, special player. But we haven't got one. And I don't think generally you can get them.
I think there's one, and he plays across the park, Ross Barkley.
We're not going to get him, are we?
He's not going to lower his standards, is he?
No.
Come on, let's have him.
Yeah, do yourself a favour.
I think he's
going to be some player. I love watching him, mate. All the Everton fans criticise that he does too many tricks. But so did Ronaldo when he was at United. Yeah. We'd have him, wouldn't we?
I think James made a really good point in terms of at Everton, they've got a few players who are big players that have been more consistent. We haven't seen... we were going to say our big player was Firmino, we haven't seen consistency. We haven't seen storage in the frame.
Liverpool have had a change of manager and different ways and everything else, so that's a little bit. But you have to look and see, as Mark says, for the signings that have been made from Liverpool over the last couple of years, there ain't many successes. There ain't many successes you'd say, tell you what, that's worked out.
I can't really think of one, Sharpie. Really, and everyone goes on about Coutinho, but even you know, he comes in and he's brilliant, scores a brilliant goal. You don't see him for three or four games.
No, I think he goes missing in big games.
Oh, he does. There's no think about it, Jay. I mean, he does go missing, but we've a lot like that, mate. We really have.
Well, Jay, you've made some great points. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed, mate. Yeah. Great to hear from you. Just that idea, Everton finishing above Liverpool in the table. I think that'll happen. I do, looking at it now.
Listen, cannot tell in the Premier League from 1 week to the next what's going to happen. I swear to God.
You can't, but you're on a good run, aren't you?
No, yeah, we are. But listen, we have in here and we have our bet on a Friday, and picking results is a nightmare in the Premier League. An absolute nightmare. Now, in all honesty, I thought Man City against Leicester, I thought City will win that. There'll be too much. Watching the game, Leicester were different class. Yeah. Leicester were different class.
Hey, what about Yaya Toure?
Oh, dear me, he's gone. He's gone in a taxi. Oh.
Yeah. Big taxi as well, man.
Yeah. But no, honestly, you cannot predict. But, you know, Everton are on a good run at the moment. That could quite easily change.
Hopefully. Who do you play next week?
We've got West Brom at home.
Good time to play them. Yeah.
Are these two squads quite close to each other or not in terms of the quality?
No, I think we've got more of a team. More of a team. More of a settled team. Well, settled players.
Steve, the way to do it, and you'll never have time now, but the way to do it is forge a team between the two, see how many Everton would have in and how many Liverpool would have in. Producer didn't shout 11, he shouted 12, I think.
Some real blue bias going on from our production team tonight.
You admitted it yourself.
Do you know what I've loved about tonight? Everyone getting the names wrong. Our last caller called Loro Aldo.
Aldo Loro.
You called the guy who rang up before. I can't remember
Paul.
His name.
Paul.
John. Oh,
you called him
John.
His name
was Gary.
He was called Gary. Yeah. Loro's going, what's he called? Is he called
his name was called
I think it's the producer for not letting us know in advance.
I think it's shambolic production.
He's a bit smug, our producer, with that quiz.
Right, let me give you, finally, don't forget, you could be at the League Cup final at Wembley, 28th of February. You've got to text the word MINE. Spell it, Loro.
M-Y-N-E.
No, it's M-I-N-E. It's 63103. You can get the final courtesy of Capital One, the card in your corner, and, of course, Radio City as well. Guys, it's been an absolute joy. Liverpool, of course, back in action tomorrow. Will Daniel Sturridge be on that side, Laura? You've got about 15 seconds to sum that up.
He needs to be. Flano as well, hopefully. Yeah. Have a game. So, yeah, he needs to be. Origi, chuck them all in.
Just have
we
a go.
We need something. Yeah, of course.
Sturridge on the bench. We never even got round to him.
Won't be an easy game tomorrow.
Oh, well, no. Not at all.
Are you thinking they'll go through or?
No.
Really?
Well, we can't back us at the moment.
Another West Ham win against us.
We concede so many goals, Steve. And we don't even make it hard for teams to score against us.
Nice to see Klopp will be back.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck. Best wishes after his appendix off. Yeah. Thank you, chaps. Sharpie. Cheers. Laura, we'll be back on Friday, of course, with another Radio City Legends.
Radio City Talk Legends with Williams BMW. Find them at Bolton, Liverpool, Manchester, Rochdale and Stockport.